My name's Ian Farquharson. I was a regular officer in the Cameronians. I am now one of the regimental trustees.
Okay, so we're here today outside the People's Palace in Glasgow, and a stone just been unveiled in memory of the bravery of Private Henry May. Tell us, how significant is it?
It's very significant. No regiments have many holders of the Victoria Cross, and we're all very proud of Henry May. And he wouldn't have known it, but the man he rescued went on to become a very distinguished general and commanded the Northumbrian division to Normandy for the retaking of Europe.
So is that, describe to us exactly how brave his actions were and what he did, Private Henry May.
He went out into the no man's land between the German and British trenches, where there were a number of wounded soldiers, and he struggled to bring back a wounded soldier, and just as he got him almost into safety, the man was shot through the head and died instantly in Henry's arms. He then looked and saw that his platoon commander, Douglas Graham, was also quite badly wounded. He had a bullet which shattered his femur. And so Henry dragged and carried him some 300 yards, with bullets zipping all around him, back into the British trench.
I mean, it must have been a terrifying scene. And do you think he just acted with instinct to help his fellow soldiers in that instant?
I wouldn't presume to even guess what goes through people's minds under those circumstances. I think it's a combination of bravery, yes, training, a bit, but I think it's the sheer personality of the man coming through. You know, I've started this and I'm damn well going to finish it.
And he must have been a young man at the time.
He wasn't that young. He actually enlisted in 1902, so he would have been in his 30s.
So he's obviously a character that's already been recognised by the Cameronians, but this obviously just, you know, really seals it for him.
This is a great recognition by the city. And I think that's what really matters in here. And the city of Glasgow and the Cameronians have been joined at the hip for 200 and odd years, nearly 300.
And only a stone's throw from where he would have been brought up.
Oh yes, absolutely. And not that far from where he's buried in Ridgery Cemetery, where a few years ago the regiment put up a new tombstone for him with his Victoria Cross on it and tidied the thing up properly.
So this is all about the Great War, the centenary, marking that centenary. So it's obviously part of a whole host of different things happening across Glasgow,
yes,
and across Scotland. A very significant day.
Yes, it is. And this, of course, is the anniversary of the day on which he actually did what he did to win the VC. 22nd of October 1914, and his award wasn't actually gazetted, that is, published, until the middle of November.
Why was that?
Well, it takes time for it to go through the system. It has to be recognised, recommended, analysed, all sorts of things. This little bit of bronze from a Crimean cannon is not handed out lightly.
How many people have ever received it in the Cameronians then?
I think 12, 14, something like that. But that's going back to 1850-something.
It's a very rare accolade.
It certainly is. And in fact, I mean, far be it from me to publicise other people, but the other day the Lancashire Fusiliers celebrated the fact that they won 6 VCs before breakfast at Gallipoli.
That's good. Well, thanks for talking to us just now.